eventful slate of games last Friday in high school football here in town. Arborview's smackdown, Liberty's devastation, and a thriller between Palo Verde and Green Valley. We're going to get to all that today on Prep Sports Now. A lot more to talk about last week than this week. Not as many great games. A lot of the better teams on byes and some other ones that don't look as competitive. But before we start breaking that down, we want to remind you that this podcast is brought to you by the Zero Teen Fatalities Program. Zero may not be a good number for your football team, but it's the only acceptable number when it comes to teen fatalities on Nevada's roads. Be a zero. Always buckle up. Watch out for pedestrians and don't drive distracted. You can download us on iTunes, Prep Sports Now, or the normal spot on LasVegasSun.com. Also, make sure to send us your photos on Friday night. Hashtag SunStandout. I'm liking that we can say Friday night again. Back to games on Friday after a little bit of a break in that regard. And I think that this past Friday, it kind of heated up one of the debates we always seem to have this time of year of who is the number two team in town behind Bishop Gorman. I'm Case Kiefer, of course, Ray Brewer alongside, who was really high on Palo Verde, kind of gave Palo Verde that crown before the season began. Looked like maybe it was a wise choice with the way they handled Legacy, but Palo Verde suffers a setback this week, losing in overtime by 1 point to Green Valley, so maybe they slide out of that role. I can tell you that Arborview put on quite a showing to say maybe they deserve it, beating Coronado 42-0. But don't forget about Liberty last year, who made it the furthest, made it to the state championship game. They almost shocked Hamilton from Arizona. If it wasn't for just one or two more miscues, they get it done.
And that's why I like – and that's, I guess, when you talk about the second best team, it's Liberty, Palo, or Arbor, right?
Well, I was saying Palo kind of got knocked out with this one. I mean, couldn't you still, I guess those are the three, but it's hard to put Palo in there when Green Valley just beat them.
So
I mean, do you put Green Valley in the conversation, or are they out because of the loss to Coronado? I mean, look, the transitive property, you don't have to tell me, and you don't have to tell me this doesn't work in sports. I know it doesn't. Every day, every game is a new game. You know, there's different pieces, different things playing into it. But look at it just like this. And I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be long-winded. But
No.
2 weeks ago, Coronado goes out and beats Green Valley. I'm shocked. You called it, but they beat Green Valley. The very next week, Palo Verde, who's supposed to be the second-best team in town, loses to Green Valley, who lost to Coronado. Well, Coronado hosts Arborview and can't even get a first down, barely. They lose 42-0. There's got to be something in there that says Arborview is a lot better than everyone else in that conversation. It's just hard to put Liberty in there so far because they've only played Silverado in town.
What if Arborview played Liberty's schedule? What would their record be?
The same, I'm guessing.
As Liberty's?
Yeah.
They wouldn't have won one of the national games.
I don't think so.
Okay.
But I could be wrong.
See, maybe I've seen Arborview, and what impressed me with Arborview, Case, was that they're big and physical up front. They play great defense. They're well coached, and they're in the right position to make plays. I watch Palo and Green Valley, and both teams are very good. Do I think Arbor tomorrow would they beat Palo and Green Valley? Probably. Am I still high on Palo? I would say yes. They just gave up some bad plays. I mean, they were up 27-14, miss an extra point basically, and the next thing you know, Green Valley comes rallying back.
Well, here's the case where you could still, I guess, put Palo in that conversation. First of all, they lost a 1-point game on the road to an elite team in town, so there's not much shame in that. Number two, we're not the brightest people in the world, but I kind of talked us through it last week. We kind of figured it out on the podcast. Look, we thought Palo was better than Green Valley, but you have diagnosed if there's one problem with Palo, it's kind of their pass defense, that maybe they might not have the best secondary. Well, they're playing one of the best passing teams in town. You kind of put two and two together. Maybe this just isn't a great matchup for them.
And I think that's a great point because Arborview isn't going to be able to sling the ball around like Christian Lopez does. Could I tell you a quick error I made?
Sure.
Okay, so for some reason, I know Christian Lopez. I covered both his brothers, Brandon and Amir. I know his dad, Amir Sr. I know Kyler Chavez. I covered that. I've covered that kid two and a half years now. But every time I say Christian Lopez Ponchi, who I love, I say Chavez for some reason.
Yeah,
on the
you say
show,
that to me all the time.
So on Twitter on Friday night, first play of the game, real slick trick play, wide open Gio Hernandez. He's back. He's my favorite player on Green Valley. Chavez, the end around, hits it to him, the real Chavez, touchdown. But on Twitter, for some reason, I called him Lopez.
Ooh.
And, of course, Chavez's mom fixed it for me. And
that's
I knew
good.
It was Chavez the whole time. I don't know why I can't get those two right.
Yeah, you do that a lot. I just know in passing. It's good to see Gio Hernandez back.
Difference maker.
With you. Great player. God, they have so many weapons on offense.
And that's Connor Perkins, kicker, wide receiver. Varner catches the game-winning touchdown, right?
Yeah, Varner's kind of maybe their number one receiver, right? I think he'd kind of fill that role.
Fills that role, but when Hernandez is in, you got to find a way to get the kid the ball.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not taking anything away from Hernandez.
Yeah,
I just
think
kind of the way their offense is set up, I think Varner's like wide receiver number one. Hernandez, at least last year, was the guy you want to get the ball, kind of more the slot guy.
I thought Paolo was gonna beat up on Green Valley. I'm talking to Castro before the game, and I'm like kind of giving him a concession speech. I'm like, well, coach, if you lose, the good news is that you got a bye week. You could really run the kids into the ground, be 0-0 going into league play, and get back on top. He's like, Brewer, we're going to win this game. I love my team. And I'm like, all right. I'm like smiling, trying to be nice, right? And they come out, first play of the game, boom, touchdown, 7-0. And I'm like, whoa.
It wasn't shocking, though. You had to know they had a chance.
Well, because remember, I always thought that Paolo was real, real good. And I thought Paolo was actually going to give Gorman a run for the money. But Paolo, defensively, you can't give up 42 points.
Yeah, that was a mistake. I mean, that was a red flag, too, when I saw how much they gave up to Legacy the week before.
Exactly. And I saw Casey Hughes on TV. He runs like an elite player, doesn't he?
He is an elite player. The guy's unbelievable.
Yeah. So, nonetheless, now, Paolo plays Silverado this week. How many points did they give up?
That's a good question. Silverado's coming off, what, a 27-0 victory or something against Durango.
Channel, our friends at KSNV Channel 3 had highlights of that game.
Uh-huh.
And Silverado, I think one of its backup, a tailback, real small kid, about maybe like 5'8", and he bulldozed somebody over to get in the end zone.
Oh, yeah.
It was the coolest highlight.
Glad they got that on film.
Yeah.
Is it this kid? I think he had two touchdowns for him. Alipio?
Who knows? Alipipo?
Alipipo. No, there's not two P's. Alipio, I think.
Alipio. Well, shout out to Alipio for the bulldozer, baby.
It might not have been him. They also had another guy that ran for a touchdown, Aragon.
This, I think, was late.
And it was Aragon.
Well, shout out to the bulldozer from Silverado. Let us know who it is.
Or Jones Saylor. He had a touchdown,
too. It wasn't Jones Saylor. Jones Saylor.
Aragon.
Yeah,
I think it was Aragon.
On a team of absolute
giants,
Silverado with the play of the day. The bowling ball coming through the hole.
Yeah, for sure. I think Silverado is maybe pretty decent. I mean, I know Durango is young, not at the top of their program right now, or have the best team, have a team as good as they did last year. But to shut them out kind of says something. I was questioning Silverado's defense coming into this game and our picks. Obviously, they responded to the challenge because anytime you get a shutout against a team that's decent.
Well, they gave up, what, 48 against Foothill the week before. So what's that say about Foothill's offense?
Yeah, that
with
could be
an alleged
indicator.
Backup quarterback in Gardner, the junior.
Could be another good indicator. But to get back to the original question before we move on. So right now, it seems like you still think it's Arborview or Paolo. You think you can make a case for both of them as the second best team. But I just can't see how in the world you – I don't care about matchups or anything. There's no way right now I could pick Paolo to beat Arborview when Arborview beat a team 42-0 that the week before beat Green Valley, who beat Palo Verde.
I would if Arbor and Paolo played tonight, right out in the parking lot here, I would take Paolo.
No way. 42-0 against Coronado. 42-0. They got this great Coronado's got this great offense. They're still using the crazy signs. You got like unicorns and numbers and trickery, all kinds of stuff going on over there, and they can't even get the ball past midfield against Harborview. You're telling me that Paolo's going to just come out all of a sudden and beat
them? I think the game is going to be one of those 14-10, 14-7 coin flip games, and I'm going to take the best two players on the field.
Ortal
clearly won by himself. I thought Ortal coming into the year was like a linebacker that needed to put some weight, or a linebacker that needed to get faster, or a DN that needed to put some weight on to be a good college guy. And now I'm like, maybe this kid's a tight end. He catches everything. And then on defense, he's a beast. He makes every tackle. Like, yeah,
I
every
know.
Play.
I told you that when I saw him.
100% the best player. I would say, and this is every time I make a statement that's kind of bad, I would say he's probably the best non-Gorman player in town.
I mean, you can make that case for sure. I mean, he plays both sides. There's got to be other examples.
This isn't like the best D1 player, the best D1 recruit. I'm saying strictly the best high school player other than at Gorman. Who are they?
Him and Casey Hughes come to mind right away.
Well, Antre comes to mind
Antre,
for me.
Antre, yeah.
Okay.
Antre
Who
works.
Else am I, are we forgetting? I mean, I haven't...
I mean, Green Valley, it's almost like just they have too many guys. Because how do you pick one? Although it'd be Lopez, I think.
Lopez, the real Lopez, right?
Yeah, Christian okay. Lopez. I mean, the guy...
My one criticism of Lopez, he's great. He runs the ball well, throws the ball well. I thought he might have telegraphed his passes a little too much, or you kind of knew where he was going to go with it, for whatever it's worth, from me.
I feel like the kid is underrated. What, he's only a junior?
Only junior.
So I feel like he's kind of underrated. The game I was at, he throws for 4 touchdowns, I think, and runs for another, has like 450 yards, and he's not even the MVP of the game.
Yeah.
Is that the media voted? And
who's the media?
Marcus Varner is great. I think Varner's a great receiver, but Lopez was the clear MVP, and they said, according to the media vote, Varner wins the MVP, and I was like, can I separate myself from the media? Love Varner, but Lopez
is the media?
I don't know.
Are we part of the media still?
I'm like, did you not watch Christian Lopez just win this game?
Christian Lopez is the, I would say, besides Alisei Jones at Gorman, who's like top 20 recruit in the nation, 2015, he's probably the next best 2015 recruit. He's a great quarterback. Throws well, runs the offense that everybody runs right now. Mm-hmm. He's the real deal. Is he more valuable to Green Valley than Antre and Casey and Ortal? I think without Ortal, Palo Verde would be done.
I agree. Well, that's why I said Green Valley, these guys kind of cannibalize each other because they have so many good players with Varner and Chavez and Hernandez and Santiago.
Preston Quirk, underrated.
Yeah, I mean, they got so many guys. So okay. I agree with you. Those three are more valuable. I think those three are in the conversation.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Okay. National games. Gorman rallies to beat Bergen Catholic late on Saturday. Awesome win for Gorman. They were very excited. I talked to those guys almost immediately after the game was over. To take a team from Las Vegas, New Jersey is no easy feat, and then to beat a good team that beat you last year, no easy feat. To have a score or lose drive and win, no easy feat. Gorman accomplishes all three. 4-1 against national opponents back-to-back weeks. Very cool. It turned out to be a defensive battle. Gorman's defense was good. Bergen's defense was good as well. Cunningham was far from perfect, but when it counted, he was there. Alize Jones with 2 touchdowns, a fade quarter of the end zone to win the game. Awesome for Gorman.
Yeah, and this one meant a lot to him, right? I mean, after losing to Bergen last year in kind of a tough way, I think this is one they really wanted.
They did. And, again, I mean, remember when we first started doing the show, I was like, ugh, Gorman's got to go to Reno. Nobody does well when they go to Reno. I don't care who it is. I don't care how good Gorman is. When you travel with high school kids, you don't have a chance. They just traveled like 8 time zones over.
I think it was three.
Dominated.
Okay. Yeah, it was an impressive win. I mean, stared a really good team and really good program in the face and beat them at home. So
we were talking earlier about the Gorman uniforms.
I need to look at the pictures again.
Look at the pictures. Okay,
see, our good friend Tua's dad sent us a photo gallery.
Here's my deal. See, I grew up here, and Gorman's colors to me were always orange and blue, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know what shade of blue, the light blue, or not the light blue, like the navy blue, right? Or no. Look at the photo, because I think I love those uniforms. My favorite combination that Gorman has worn this year and in past years was the ones that they wore Saturday at Bergen. The only thing is, I didn't know that the navy blue was part of the Gorman color combination until they introduced it last year or late last year. Maybe the navy blue was back in the day, but to me it was always that real sharp orange and then that other blue, the lighter than navy but not like Carolina light blue.
Yeah, I guess I don't have as much a feel for the histories. I've only been here a few years, and I think those navy uniforms look really sharp. So I get your
the all navy ones.
I liked them better than these ones, and of course the photo gallery is not loading on the
on your iPad.
Yeah,
let me pull one up on my phone so you can see it real fast.
But I was more of a fan of the navy ones, to be honest.
Mm. See, they're nice uniforms, but Gorman's not. When did Navy get introduced to the color scheme?
Well, right? Like I said, that's a good argument. I don't really have anything. I don't know. I don't know. I didn't know about the history of their colors. I just figured they were all part of their colors.
Yeah, well, I'm downloading a few photos. I'll show you.
All right.
It is what it is. I just thought they were sharp.
I mean, they weren't – anything Gorman wears looks great. They got, like, what, 8 different jerseys from Nike or something?
Yeah.
I just – it wasn't my favorite look for them of the season.
Okay, well,
Nike ones were pretty sharp.
Let me show you these real fast. The opening night ones were awesome, those gold helmets.
Yeah, I think that would win over these.
Those were sick. Tell me what you think. It's great, great radio because we're showing pictures that nobody could see.
If you want to see the pictures of Gorman's uniforms, you can just go to Minivant1 at Twitter. And he posted a gallery.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just a little basic. Well, not like basic high, but...
Basic is in simple? Too simple?
Yeah, they're just a little simple.
I love them. I think they're clean and classy and
they're not bad.
Colorful.
I just... They have 8 jersey combinations. You got to like some better than others. 9 or 10, whatever. Yeah. And it's not my favorite one. I don't dislike it.
Okay.
All right. So that does
it
for the fashion hour.
Enough with the Gorman uniform talk.
Let's talk about Liberty.
Heartbreak Hotel, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it was just 2 years ago when Hamilton was playing Gorman and almost beating him. Now
they're beating them. They beat Gorman.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Gorman beat him once, didn't they?
No, I don't think. Okay. Oh, no. No, they didn't. They beat Chaparral, yeah.
Chaparral.
They've lost to Hamilton once, yeah.
And now Liberty almost got it done. Outplayed them by just about all accounts. Missed a couple field goals. I think had a fumble near the goal line.
And I think an interception in the end zone.
Yeah, interception in the end zone. That's, to me, crazy. I didn't think Liberty was going to play that tight of a game.
I'm getting updates sent to my phone from that game. And the whole time I'm like, okay, Gorman's up. I mean, Liberty's up 3-0. All right, well, Hamilton's going to, you know, they had to travel here, a little hangover. They're going to blow them out. And then I'm like, boy, it's halftime and Liberty's still in this thing. What's going on? And great effort. I mean, Hamilton's nationally ranked. It's an Arizona power. And it shows, A, that Liberty's got a lot of talent, but, B, they're improved. And what a great representation in Nevada football. If they would have won that game, it would have been much more important than Gorman beating any national opponent, because this is finally a non-Gorman team facing up for Nevada, a non-Gorman team facing and beating a quality out-of-state opponent. Would you agree with me on that?
Yeah, I mean, I would have. I think we both picked them to lose by at least 3 touchdowns. So obviously, I mean, to me, this would have been the shocker of all shockers. And still, I still think even in the loss, it's an overwhelming positive for Liberty. I know they're still hurting today. They're still thinking what could have been, what if. But, look, you played three, according to Coach Rich Morocco. Different polls had all three of the national teams they played in the top 20 in the nation. And they got absolutely blown out the first game. The second game, I guess you could still consider it a blowout, but they managed to score, I think, four touchdowns or something.
40 points.
40 points. Not even 40. They scored a ton of points. Then in the last game, you play a great football game. You just make a couple mistakes and lose by four. So I think this is kind of a memo to the rest of the teams in town, specifically Green Valley, who I think is their biggest competition in their side of town, that, hey, we lost some guys. We got a different look, but we're awfully good, and we're here to get back to the state semifinals.
Well, let me put you on the hot seat. Do you think Liberty's better than Green Valley if they played in the parking lot after Arbor and Palo, after Palo beats Arbor?
After what I saw this weekend, I'd have to say yes. I'm picking Liberty. And I know maybe I'm over – maybe all these things I'm over what's the word I'm looking for? Just jumping to too fast to conclusions. Because a week ago, I think I would have sat here and picked Palo to beat Arbor. Now, after seeing what Arbor did this weekend, I'm thinking I'm picking Arborview, and I think I'm picking Liberty. Because if Green Valley played Basha from Arizona, who's another, I think, power kind of from the same Chandler area, but not as good as Hamilton and lost a lot worse than Liberty did to Hamilton. So I got Liberty in Arborview right now.
You're going too in-depth with Team A beat Team B, which lost to Team C.
I admit I'm jumping to conclusions, but right now, there's no way I'm picking Palo Verde to beat Arborview, and there's no way I'm picking Green Valley to beat Liberty.
Forget about the Green Valley-Coronado game. Green Valley played an awful half of football in the second half. They didn't score. They turned the ball over too much. Green Valley clearly has problems with Coronado. Coronado has Green Valley's number. Green Valley, much more talented and better than Coronado. Bottom line.
This year. Last year it was
this
even.
Year. Yeah, last year was even this year. So assume that Green Valley beat Coronado by like 15 or 20 points, which is what likely should have happened, even though I picked Coronado to win because, you know.
By the stats, if you just gave someone, you took away the top part with the score and you just gave them the stats and said what was the score, you would have said, well, Team A, which is Green Valley, won by a little bit. Yeah.
Okay. So assume that Green Valley won by three touchdowns. Do you still like Liberty better than Green Valley? Young Liberty that has very young players in the defensive secondary against Ponchi Lopez, who slings it around like Joe Montana.
Yes.
With those great receivers.
I still like Liberty, and it's still because maybe I'm overreacting to this weekend. I just... 14-10 against Hamilton loss. I still like Liberty because of that. Okay. I mean, that's more Liberty, that is more impressive than anything Green Valley
Liberty,
has done to me.
Liberty, whose secondary is pretty much all underclassmen against Gio, the senior Hernandez, and Marcus, the senior Varner, all Sun receiver. I just think if Lopez is on and they're getting the ball around, they got a chance. Now,
they got a chance for
now,
sure.
Now, defensively, that's another story. I mean, Green Valley's given up points way too many at an alarming rate.
That's for sure. I think Liberty definitely has a defensive edge. I'm not saying they don't have a chance. I think it'd be two great games. But I'm also trying to figure out right now if you're just playing devil's advocate or if you're really on the Green Valley side of this argument.
Green Valley versus Liberty?
Yeah.
How could you not be?
You like Green Valley?
Dude, they just beat Palo.
Wow.
Well, I think Palo's the second
best
team
now,
in town.
Right now, if there was like a four-team tournament for the second best team in town, and we went with matchups we haven't seen yet, and it was, let's just say the first-round matchups.
Put your bracket
let's
together.
Let's say it was Arborview, Palo, and Liberty, Green Valley. I'm taking Liberty and Arbor, and you're taking Palo and Green Valley?
I'm taking Palo to win the whole thing.
I think
if Palo played Green Valley 10 times, it would be 7-3 or 8-2 Palo. Palo's only problem is they cannot stop the pass.
Wow.
And I will say they – not the – I'm told – Green Valley won, credit to them. I don't want to take anything away from Green Valley. I think they beat Liberty. I think – listen, you could take these four teams. Arbor, which – What do they do to Liberty? Smack Liberty, right, when they played the last time?
That was like four years ago.
Three years ago. 2 years
Total
ago.
Turnover.
2 years. Whatever it was. They beat Liberty pretty good, right?
Yeah,
you could argue.
A long time
you
ago.
Could argue that Arbor has Liberty's number, just like Coronado has Green Valley's.
Because they played once ever.
Okay. Green Valley, Liberty, Arbor, and Coronado. I mean, Arbor and Palo. Green Valley, Liberty, Arbor, Palo. Those four teams. You play them 10 times every which way to Sunday. I think you're going to get 10 different results every which way to Sunday.
10's not that big of a sample. I don't think you're getting 10 different results. I think Arbor,
or do you think that one team is that much better?
I think if you do that that tournament 10 times, at least 7 of them, Arborview or Liberty, are the champions. Okay. I think Arborview and Liberty are what this comes down to is I think Arborview and Liberty are a cut above kind of their this season's rivals on their side of town, which Liberty would be Green Valley and Arbor would be Palo Verde.
I will tell you this.
Early in the season, I like Arbor and Liberty better.
You put the ball on the 20 with Lopez and his crew under center, Lopez Lake behind him, Perkins, Varner, and Hernandez at wide receiver against any of those three teams, and I think they're scoring.
Well, that's fair enough.
I think it's that simple. Now, let me add a little equation to the math problem, Professor.
All right.
Gorman against Green Valley 10 times, Liberty 10 times, Palo 10 times, Arbor 10 times. 40 games. What's Gorman's record?
40-0.
40-0.
No question. They win every one.
You don't think if Cunningham has a bad day, which he's still not money in the bank every time, you don't think that an Arbor might be able to steal a game or a Palo might be able to steal a game, one game?
Maybe if they're playing 100 times, not 10.
Okay.
I think Gorman wins like 95 out of 100 at least against all those teams.
The reason I agree with you is because when they played Crespi 2 weeks ago and they committed some uncharacteristic mental mistakes – players out of position, turnovers, snap into the end zone. They came out in the second half, and Sanchez was like, you know what we're going to do? We're just going to run that power eye, or the my guys up front are bigger than your guys, and I'm going to put whatever tailback back there, and we're going to win the game. And
yeah.
They did.
I mean,
I think push comes to shove. I could be the quarterback of Gorman, not being able to throw the ball from me to you, and I could hand the ball off to whatever guy they want with that line, and Gorman beats everybody.
Yeah, I mean, think about what we're talking about with each of these teams. We're talking about how Green Valley has this great passing game. We're talking about how Liberty, maybe they've got young guys on defense. That's a weakness. Palo Verde's giving up a lot of points. That's a weakness. All of them, we're talking strengths and weaknesses.
Okay.
Gorman, it's all strength. They have guys at every – they can do everything, in my opinion.
Here's an odd thing. I think – if you look at the four teams we had, Palo, great offense, bad secondary. Green Valley, excellent offense, questionable defense. Liberty could score with anybody, have young players, don't know what to get out of them. Do we agree on that?
Sure.
Sure, or maybe not, but for the sake of arguments.
Yeah.
Okay, Arborview. What does Arborview have? What are they great at?
Running the ball.
Better than the other four teams. What else are they good at?
Stronger.
What else?
I really don't know what you're getting
defense.
At
here. They play good defense.
Oh, yeah, defense too.
I think the defense would keep them in the game.
That's why I think they're the best team out of these four.
Now, let's go back to our initial argument. Palo versus Arbor. You think Arbor wins rather convincingly. Or they win.
I wouldn't say convincingly.
Okay,
but
they win.
Them to win. For sure, pick them to win.
Okay. Arborview has yet to be past the second round of the playoffs in school history. Palo's been through several times. Who cares, because we're talking about a different set of players 4 years, right? Does it factor in that not one player on the Arborview roster has enjoyed any kind of like success in a big game other than maybe last year when they beat Palo, when Palo, we all know, had some problems that they were working through?
I think that was a pretty big game.
It was a big game, but you didn't get the best Palo that day.
Why not? Because they didn't have the No, I'm not taking anything away from that win. That was a gigantic
win. I'm not taking anything
Palo,
away. Arbor beat Palo. They beat Centennial. I ain't taking nothing
away. Palo was up like 28-7 in that game or something.
Okay, I'm not taking anything away from Arbor. But do you worry that their core group of players don't have the big experience?
Absolutely not. The most overrated thing almost in all of sports.
I use it all the time.
I can't. It drives me crazy. No.
Okay.
Not at all. All
right.
This all is right. High school football. What does Palo Verde have? A bunch of guys that have been there since 2002 and played in the state championship games?
No.
You could
no.
say the coaching staff, and I think you have a. You could have a point.
Well,
the coaching staff has been in bigger games, but the players, no way, doesn't concern me at all.
Okay.
Not doesn't even factor.
I will
in my
tell
mind.
You right now that Palo has got some major problems defensively. Major. I mean, you don't give up 42 points.
Yeah, so, okay, even if we're calling the offense as a wash, or if you're giving Palo a slight edge in offense, Arborview has a big edge in defense.
Big edge. I agree with you. I still think it's a one-possession coin flip game. And arguably, Palo should have beat Green Valley, and then Palo would still be the clear two. And then we'd be talking, well, what's wrong with Green Valley? Blah, 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 they got one win.
That's true.
Okay, so other games last week, we talked about Gorman and its great win, defense, load up. What about Vegas High?
Yeah.
Reading, I had Vegas High beating Rancho Verde. They lost by 40-ish, give or take.
I think I might have been 50 even.
Okay. First of all, does this help Vegas get better, or was driving to California to get your teeth kicked in just a bad thing for a team that appeared to have its swagger back of years past? And we were talking last week that possibly the Northeast is now a legit three-team race with Sea Springs, Hunky told me they had 20 turnovers in three games.
And they're still just killing people.
Their defense is great.
Yeah.
I mean, they're playing great D. And this is with Luna, who's out for the year now. Sea Springs GVHS and Vegas High. I kind of, and I know you love to get on me because I'm a Vegas homer. I kind of liked Vegas in that three-team race. And now I don't know because they gave up a lot of points. And I thought Vegas' strength was its speed. Apparently they got outran like Carl Lewis running past Ray Brewer in the 84 LA games.
I mean, it's tough going. I mean, it's just tough comparing with out-of-state opponents. I mean, you saw how poorly Nevada did as a whole. So I'm going to go with not taking too much away from them, even though they lost 66-14 at Rancho Verde. I'm not going to go too crazy with the downgrading them. What they showed us in the first 2 weeks, to me, spoke volumes. I mean, absolutely destroying Basic, absolutely destroying Foothill. To me, that we can contextualize that a little bit more than going to Rancho Verde and losing. I think it's going to be really interesting. They have Rancho this week in the Bone game, who they're just going to absolutely destroy. But then after that, Arborview and Green Valley back-to-back. I think that's when we're going to find out about Las Vegas. I certainly don't expect them to beat Arborview, but if they can keep that game close, maybe put some points up, and then if they can go to Green Valley and make it a game, even if they lose, that's when we're going to find out what we've got in Vegas.
And see, that's the thing. Do you think Green Valley's in an advantage because they got a bye week this week? And even though Vegas is going to go to Rancho and destroy them, and it's going to be 18 years straight in the Bone game. And I'm so ashamed for Las Vegas, not Las Vegas High, but Las Vegas, the town I live in, that this game is just totally, it's not important anymore because Rancho can't put a good team out there. Is Green Valley at an advantage because they don't have to prepare for anybody this week and they can just start getting ready for Vegas?
I wouldn't think so, but just because they're playing Rancho. I mean, it's not like
but
they're playing
Arborview. But you still can't – I mean,
but
technically you could – yeah, you could show up.
But Arborview is before Green Valley. Green Valley is like a month from now, 3 weeks from now.
Oh, who does Green Valley have next week? I thought they played Vegas next week.
Arborview is next for – Green Valley's next game is Valley.
Oh.
So this conversation may
– It's a mute point. Okay.
Total moot point.
Okay. All right. I still like Vegas. I know they took it on the chin, but that's what happens when you drive into LA.
I think God, I know I talked about this last week, but I can't wait for that Canyon and Vegas game. I still think Green Valley is going to beat both of them. I'm not totally convinced. I still think that's maybe the most interesting race, even more than Arborview, Palo Verde, which we spent all day talking about. But I think Green Valley's a little bit of cut above. I just think Canyon's defense is so good.
What makes it an interesting race is that it's a three-team race. Mm-hmm. We know it's Palo and Arbor. We know Palo and Arbor are going to win every game in the league until they play each other. No question about it.
For sure.
Okay. Do you want to get to the picks?
Sure.
You've been doing this, what, 4 years now? 5 years? 5 seasons?
Sounds right. Yeah.
I've been doing this, whatever.
I think it's only the fourth for me. The first year I didn't do the picks.
I'm on like 18 or 19. Easily, without question, the worst week of games we've ever had.
Really?
Without
the worst?
Question. The worst.
There have been some bad weeks.
I couldn't even tell you. There's not a – first of all, and I know the schedule makers don't have the news media in mind – but how do you give Centennial, Coronado, and Green Valley the week off at the same time? Obviously, they don't make the schedule for Gorman, but Gorman also has a bye coming back from New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had to reach just to disagree with you on one game this week.
All right.
Because really, the side is pretty clear-cut on all of them.
Okay, well, let's go over the picks. First game, Arborview hosting Casey Hughes and Legacy. Legacy, here's a good trivia question for you. A high school football team in North Las Vegas called the Legacy Longhorns will not play a game on Friday night until October, only in Nevada. Okay. Legacy at Arbor. We sung Arbor's praises. Hughes might have tweaked the hammy a little bit going in against Mojave. Hopefully he's back to full strength. We will see how good the defense is in your comparison to Palo, because Hughes had 200-plus and
260.
Whatever. 260 and 3 against Palo. We'll see how Arbor does against Hughes. I think we'll be able to answer the question a little more. I got Arbor big.
Yeah, I think there's no way Arbor plays as good as they did last week. They aren't beating Legacy by 42. They aren't shutting them out, but I think they're going
to
win.
Wouldn't you love to be a student at Legacy? Friday night football, go to all the games. Oh, no, hold on. We don't do it on Fridays. Okay, go ahead. Next game.
Faith Lutheran at Mojave, another one of the better games going on.
I really do think it's a better game. Kenyon Smith, Keenan Smith from Faith is...
second time was right.
Second time?
Keenan.
Okay. My man, Keenan. He runs the ball hard, and Faith is dedicated now to having some offensive balance. First league game, obviously. I watched some of the Mojave Legacy game, and I know Mojave made some uncharacteristic mistakes late, but it definitely was an eyesore. And I will tell you right now, if this was just line up and play, no penalties, Mojave without question. This team, Case, is good for 8 penalties a week, without doubt. With that said, I think Ty Flanagan goes off. I take Mojave by the slimmest of margins.
I think Mojave will win this game, and I don't think it'll be that slim. Although I think it'll be close, but I think Mojave will lead from start to finish. Desert Pines at Boulder City.
Love Desert Pines. I actually, and this is crazy, and you know I pick teams and I latch on to them to a fault. I actually think Desert Pines might give Moapa Valley a game. I said it. That's enough. I'd like them to win big at Boulder.
They could. I wouldn't pick them to beat Moapa, but, I mean, they could. Could right now, could you argue they're the second-best team in the lower level?
1 through 22 – Moapa Valley is without doubt better.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree with me?
Yeah.
Okay. 1 through 1, Moapa Valley is better with McDermott. Would you agree with me? Best player on the
field. We're just ranking the players regardless of position?
Regardless of position.
It's kind of a slippery slope in football,
but
okay.
It is a slippery slope. Okay. 2 to 6 or 7, I got to go with all players from DP.
Yeah, I don't
Corsi,
know about that.
Wilkes,
I don't know
Huff.
About that. Okay, that's 3 maybe. The Moapa. How could you take anything away from the Moapa offensive kids? They touch the ball every time they touch the ball, they score.
Okay, I was at the Moapa Desert Pines game last year. Moapa handled them, but the end of the game, Desert Pines really had some success in the fourth quarter. They got some confidence. I actually think DP thinks they could beat Moapa Valley, and I always told you those kids are gamers. They're winners. You give them a little sense of hope, and they will take advantage of it. I really think that the athleticism at DP could present some problems. With that said, they kill Boulder, no question about it.
All right. Moapa and Desert Pines, like our review in Palo Verde, last game of the season.
Okay.
Is when they play at Moapa.
Okay.
All right, I agree. I've got Desert Pines in this one. I think they're a lot better than Boulder. Yep. Okay. Cheyenne at Western.
Hey, Cheyenne gets its first win. I was at the Western Shap game for a little bit, Case, Friday night.
Really?
Oh, I went there for the pregame.
Okay.
Shap had a 40th anniversary Chaparral homecoming. My high school, I got invited to the pregame, the walkthrough. They brought back the captains from our 1977 state championship team. Got to talk to the kids. It was pretty cool. I went out. They had a little thing with music and food for the kids, and I saw Western arrive. Okay. Western is down to 22 kids total in the program. 19 of them showed up for the game. God bless their souls.
Three of them didn't show up?
I don't know where they were. Everybody said Western's got 22 kids. I counted 19. Maybe I can't count.
What if they lose a couple more? They're not even going to be able to field a team.
Done. The worst part, Case, some of these kids that were dressed were just babies. I mean, oh, God. Feel bad for them. I really do. Western, if you've been here a while, you agree with me. One of the great storied high school's athletic tradition. I remember the year before Gorman got good with Sanchez, they had, you know, Philip Payne and Reggie Bullock, and they were good up front. Lawrence Guide played there. And back in the day, they were, I think they won state in 2000. And just, oh, the part, and it's just not the football team. Participation as a whole at that school is just down to nothing. And I just don't want to see anybody get hurt. I really don't.
All right. Moapa Valley at Sunrise Mountain. Pretty easy Moapa Valley here.
I would agree.
All right. Chaparral and Virgin Valley. Virgin Valley 4-0, about to be 5-0.
I agree.
All right.
Unfortunately, my Cowboys are going to need to, it's going to come down between Shap and Boulder, I think, to get into the playoffs. Moapa, DP, Virgin, Shap or Boulder.
That should be a good – when do they play? That should be a good game.
Not sure, but we'll that's the game of games.
God, the last week of the season is just stacked. Yeah. Chaparral hosting Boulder City, October 24th. All right, Vegas and Rancho, I feel like you're being very generous, only picking Vegas by 50.
Well,
I have them by 70.
I think Vegas is classy, and they respect the rivalry. And once they get up by running clock, I think they're just going to go through the motions and keep it respectable for LasVegasSun.com when everybody goes to see the scores the next day. Vegas is a school that they understand the tradition. They still make a big deal out of this game. And one day we'll get it back. I could fix Rancho. I know how to fix Rancho. If anybody at Rancho wants to listen to me, give me a call. My cell number, 501-2389. I know how to fix Rancho. I could get it done, and I think I could turn it into a power. I know how to do it. They got the magnet school there. Anybody could go there. All you got to do is find a group of kids and get them to move in. Go out and hand out some scholarships. You're allowed to.
All right.
Why do you think Clark's got a good basketball team? You think all of a sudden the area by Desert Inn and Chinatown's got a bunch of good basketball players?
It's just easier said than done.
Dude, no doubt about it. It's easier said than done. They need some help with some resources, but you could go get some. How do you think Rancho baseball got good? You think there's some good kids on downtown that play travel baseball? Or Desert Pines now? Dude, you use the if the school system is saying, listen, Rancho, you could go get any kid you want, and they could learn how to be an airplane pilot at the aviation program. Go get some kids and teach them how to fly these little mechanical planes or whatever it is. Or Clark. I mean, why do you think kids go to Clark? You think the kids on the Clark basketball team all want to be lawyers or whatever they got over there at the magnet program?
All right.
I mean, it's part of the reason, yeah, it's attractive. But, I mean, all of a sudden Clark has got the second-best basketball team in the state. They're losing to Gorman by 9 points? You think Desert Inn and Spring Mountain and Flamingo, they got this great basketball play. No, it's all use with the tools that are given to you.
All right.
That's all I got. Go ahead.
I still think you're being way too generous even with your argument, because Virgin Valley was trying really hard not to run up the score on Rancho. Mm-hmm. They were handing off to offensive linemen and stuff, and they won by 70. So I think Vegas will do the same.
I know.
All right.
Just trying to be nice. You know me. I'm a nice guy.
Valley at Basic. Basic 0-3. Wow, I never thought I would see a day where Basic is 0-3, but how it goes.
Basic's got some good players. Case, you saw it. They've got the infrastructure for a competitive team. It's just that it's a lot of like first-time guys, and it's going to take a while for them to get their footing. They get a win on Friday night.
Right. I agree. Basic is going to win that game.
Do you agree with my analysis or just my pick? Okay. All right. It's fine.
I would need to re
That's fine.
I mean, they do have some. They have Antre and Schofield.
No, that's fine.
To me.
Hurting Dakota in the set. It's Dakota in the secondary got hurt. Set him back a little bit.
They did play right with the team apparently you're picking to win the state championship in Green Valley. It's a very close game.
The rivalry game, you got to throw that out the window.
All right. Silverado and Palo Verde, very impressed. I mean, very impressed with what Silverado did last week. I know it wasn't against the best team once again, but shutting them out, that says something about their defense. I think they're on the upswing, but I don't think they can beat Palo Verde.
I don't think they could beat Palo either, but this is a good test to kind of see where Silverado's at. I hyped them up pretty big in the preseason. We know they do have some good players. Here's going to be the ultimate test.
Right. Liberty at Durango. Liberty finally starting that local schedule. The question is sometimes after big games over at Liberty over the years, they've come out sloppy afterwards and they barely win games. They're not barely win, but make it closer than it should be. I wouldn't be surprised if that happened here, but I still think Liberty, I mean, they could pretty much win going away.
I was actually thinking along the same lines, Case, about how it takes a while for Liberty to get going in some games, and I could see them needing to get kick-started here.
But I still think they would win even if they
start
sloppy.
The only way they lose is if they got to play their freshman team. I think the JVs would still win.
All right, next game, El Dorado at Cimarron. El Dorado snuck by Sunrise Mountain. We kind of called that on the podcast. I really wanted to pick Sunrise Mountain. Good thing I didn't. Cimarron snuck by Cheyenne. We thought maybe that wouldn't be as close. I don't think this one will be close, though. Cimarron big. All right. Sierra Vista at Foothill. John Foss got his first win for the Mountain Lions last week. Foothill.
He'll be able to count those wins on one finger, on one hand, the next 2 years. So congratulations to him. Even though I said I think they're going to take third in that league at the beginning of the year.
They're taking third.
I was shocked they got beat up that bad by Cimarron. I really was. I thought that was going to be an equally matched game. But, of course, you live and you learn. You can't predict them all right, even though I've only lost three total games in the last 2 weeks.
So who do you have in this one?
The Hill. I tell you, Foothill's got a good problem. They've got two to three good quarterbacks. The Gardner kid, we know Doc Stater's good. And from what I understand, they've got a sophomore waiting in the wings who could also sling it around.
All right, I'm going Foothill too. I don't think you can go the opposite way.
Could you say
way.
The Hill?
No, I will not call it that.
My kid is now, we're zoned for Foothill now.
Nice.
So does that mean Mike, what position do you see Nicholas as? He's kind of undersized.
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't really seen him play around with the ball at all. What is he, three now?
He's almost three. Halloween.
Turns three. Yep. Halloween.
His strength is that he might be left-handed, but his strength is he really pushes his cars around the house well. It's no real interest in athletics.
Maybe he could be a physical cornerback.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. I could see me forcing him to play freshman football and him just absolutely hating it.
Well, if
go ahead.
You see, he is in the Foothill zone, though.
I think we're officially in the Foothill zone.
Hopefully, if I can, in the off chance that I would have one soon, maybe they can be rivals, Coronado.
Or you could just move across the tracks. Zone.
I don't know. We'll have to see.
You're locked in that place.
I don't know. Okay. Grandparents are big, big Catholics, too, so it might be Gorman.
Nice.
All right. Anyway.
All right.
Spring Valley and Bonanza.
Battle for the Banner.
Battle for the Banner is right.
I picked Bonanza. Javion Taylor got rave reviews from the Desert Pines coaching staff. Carlos Soto, my guy. Spring Valley, real nice and young. And I think this is the Bengals' year for the shirt. I don't even know who owns this shirt right now. Who's got possession?
The Banner.
The Banner. I'm sorry.
Spring Valley, maybe?
For some reason, I'm thinking Spring Valley as well.
No, Bonanza.
Bonanza?
Bonanza beat them 47-6 last year.
I'll take Bonanza again.
Wow. This was the one game where I was going to pick against you because we don't have anyone to pick against.
You are picking against me?
Well, no, but I saw they lost 47-6 last year. Bonanza wasn't even good last year. They're good this year with a lot of the same kids. I don't know how I pick Spring Valley here. I got to flip, and we're going to be in unanimous agreement.
If Bonanza's good this year, then what is Desert Pines? Because Desert Pines took it to
the second best team in the lower level is what Desert Pines is.
Okay.
That's what I think.
Okay.
I'm jumping ship. I mean, they lost 47-6 last year. I can't take Spring Valley. Bonanza it is.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Is that it?
No. We got a couple more. Shadow Ridge and Del Sol.
I'm going to take Shadow. I can't remember the last time Shadow played a Henderson area team. Not the Del Sol's Henderson area, but Southeast team.
Yeah, it's close enough to be Henderson area.
I used to consider it Henderson back in the
I mean, we're a few miles days. From there right now. I can drive down there right now and go see Coach Mackey and the boys.
Home Depot High is what they used to call it.
Why? Because they're right next to Home Depot. Yeah.
I got but you. When they were building it, the Home Depot was already there and the school wasn't built. So before they named the school Del Sol, it was like Home Depot High until they came up with the name.
I like covering games there, which probably never going to happen again with the state of the program. But the few times I did, it'd be like a few times per game where it looked like an airplane's going to land on the field so close to you.
It's like Flushing Meadows Stadium.
Right yeah, there. Exactly. All right. Two more games. Desert Oasis at Canyon Springs. I'm going to be out at this one. I got to see this Canyon Springs defense with my own two eyes to believe it. Just shutting down great offenses week after week. Desert Oasis has shown some good offense too, but I think defensively Canyon Springs is too much.
I agree. I pick Canyon. Shout out to Dio's. How do you say it?
Jacquez Khalili, maybe?
Shout out to him. He's the man. With that said, I don't know if he's faced somebody with the speed and athleticism of Canyon. But I'll tell you this. Canyon, like I said, 20 turnovers in three games. If you cough it up that much, you're gonna lose eventually. And maybe this is the upset of the week, Case. Maybe I'm picking Canyon. But
maybe it is. You got me a little more excited for this game now. I think Desert Oasis is better than we expected at the beginning of the year. Not that Del Sol and Valley are great, but they've blown out both of them.
And shout out to Bradley Alexander, number two, for three touchdowns last week. Quarterback. Canyon.
Pretty impressive. And last one before we go, Clark and Pahrump Valley.
I talked to somebody this weekend who told me, are you sitting down?
Yeah.
Okay. Clark, who had like a 20-some, I mean, Pahrump, who had like a 20-some game losing streak, somebody told me that they were going to win that league, that they were better than Mojave, Motown, and Faith in Chi-Town. That Pahrump, A.J. Segura, four-year starter, was going to win the league over there.
But they didn't even beat Boulder this weekend.
That's what I told the guy. I'm like, that was two weekends ago. I said, how do they lose to Boulder then? Not that Boulder stinks, but If you're going to win that league,
they're the best team.
You would roll through Boulder, right?
I think.
Okay.
I'm going to pick Clark.
I've already picked Pahrump.
I know. I'm feeling guilty because I jumped ship on the one game we're supposed to be different on, and I think Clark has a better chance of beating Pahrump Valley than Spring Valley does of beating Bonanza. Would you agree with me?
I like Clark. In fact, the week when I only lost one game, I picked El Dorado regretfully, and it didn't go my way.
Never pick the Cleat game rival.
Never. Follow us on Twitter, at Case Kiefer, at Ray Brewer 21. And when you're out at games, send us information and photos at Las Vegas Sun using the hashtag SunStandout. You're all SunStandouts. We'll talk to you guys next week. Thank you for listening.
Thanks.